This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is
the Juice.
The Juice Podcast.
A.K.A. The Smoothie.
Okay. With myself and Niall Ivey, a.k.a. Low-Key.
Could you, when we're doing, like, entertainment stuff, can you say, oh, this is low-key?
And then, why?
Because, like, that's the entertainment stuff. Like, when we're, like, regular people stuff, when I walked in and you just blindsided me with the new engineer who I thought was the president of the Billboard, I would like...
Shout out to Jessica.
Jessica? Jessica is our new engineer producer. So, shout out to Jessica. What's your Twitter, Jessica?
J-R-O-V-V.
J-Rove is on Twitter. Are you single?
Yeah.
She's single, and it's summertime, so just putting that out there.
So our former engineer slash producer, John.
John.
Asked what's on your mind.
How did he say it? Say it. How you say it, John? What's on Lowe's mind?
God.
There's nothing really on my mind right now.
Yes.
I think as we get more into the show, more stuff will start to swirl. All
right, so let's start.
Okay.
ASAP Rocky's album is going to debut at number one, more than likely. I think 120,000.
Let's skip that part and go to the part where he fucked Rita Ora and told the whole world about it.
He did.
Right. And then he said in Hot 97 earlier today, he said, he does not consider what he did was wrong. He considers being a 26-year-old man who likes to have sex with multiple women. He can't justify it, but that's a great answer.
No. Okay. No. You know what? That's a great answer if you don't slut shame the other person, which he did. So in the lyric, he
slut shamed her because she ran her mouth.
So what do you call what he's doing right now, publicly?
Well, okay.
Exactly. Right. Running his mouth. Okay. So if you're going to slut shame someone publicly,
you
are also allowed to be slut shamed as well, because what happened was that he slept with Rita Ora while he was with his girlfriend, and she apparently said something, which.
That makes it so hard for me to
also
defend it.
So then also, we're forgetting the part of the cheating? Like,
it makes it very hard for me to defend the fact that he was cheating on
Maybe
Chanel.
Maybe you shouldn't defend. Maybe you should agree that it was
wrong.
It's
bro code. It's bro code.
Okay. To defend someone even though you personally don't know them. Unless you know A$AP Rocky personally,
I don't know A$AP Rocky personally. But yes, he was wrong, and I guess he reacted. And he says it was an old song, and he also says he probably shouldn't have said her name.
Why even? Like,
maybe he was going through something with
Chanel. But also, if you didn't want, I had no idea that Rita Ora and A$AP Rocky slept together before this. So, and he's mad that she told people, or she opened her mouth.
I think she told him, Chanel, because he said she had gotten him in trouble.
Well,
so I'm assuming she went back and or
well, my
told
thing
people.
Is then deal with the consequences of cheating on your girlfriend. Right. That is a consequence of cheating on your girlfriend.
Okay.
But don't.
I can't defend it. You're right.
I win.
You're right. I can't defend it. But he also said she's not the only pop star getting jizzed on. That is a great
Oh, my gosh. He said that on Hot 97 interview?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not the only pop star getting
jizzed
on.
Did he, like, smirk after?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I'd have smirked, too, because it's true.
But, okay.
What?
No. Of course, but women and men are out here doing their thing.
Yeah.
My thing is if you're gonna call someone out,
right?
Call everyone out, male and female.
Particular situation, he can't because of the.
No. I'm saying in general.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm.
Rocky,
saying.
I tried, man. I tried, but
for no reason.
Unfortunately, the other side.
I was right. I think that was the craziest thing. Was the
let me ask you, do you think him and Rihanna make a cute couple? Because Nessa was trying to really probe him on that, like trying to figure it out, like why they weren't together.
Do they work together? Because they're not.
Well, no, I'm asking you. Do you think? I mean, aesthetically, it looks nice because they have very great fashion taste and they're very just out there and they do what they want.
I feel like.
Do you think they would?
They seem to match as like friends. Like they seem like too much like each other. Like they're both like cool and a little rebellious and a little loudmouth in their own realms. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see them
meshing together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think they would look good together.
I just feel like they might be too similar as far as like personas go.
Right. And
but who knows?
You're right.
Maybe she's or he are different when you're in a relationship with someone.
Mm.
You know, you get a little softer.
I'm the same when I'm in a relationship. Soft.
Mm-hmm. Cuddly. Sure. You're not always soft and cuddly, but okay. Let's talk about Chris Brown, who is now trying to be soft and cuddly.
So, okay. So what's the guy's name?
Tyson Beckford.
Got into it because
Tyson Beckford took a photo with Karrueche in Vegas. Yes.
And then Chris, you went to Twitter and says, don't try it or some
They pretty much just threatened each other the entire weekend.
So what do you believe more? Do you believe that Chris ordered the entire city of Vegas who are Bloods? Or do you believe Tyson Beckford with a gun? Because we saw both of those. Tyson Beckford was on IG shooting.
Yeah, range. Like
at least shoot someone in the street.
To let you know if it's real.
A piece of paper,
to let you know if it's real.
What threat is that?
I honestly believe Chris Brown more than I believe Tyson Beckford.
Yes, because of the hair.
Because you know how many times we've seen Chris Brown in the club, like throwing up his signs, and it's not. What I'm saying is, I believe that Chris Brown's got people. I don't think that he called all these people to like. I mean, as far as like who's a little tougher,
yeah.
I don't think you should underestimate Chris Brown.
You should underestimate Tyson, regardless if he's a model or whatever his sexual preference is.
I didn't know that there was a question.
It's a question that's been asked. But I think you can't doubt those that are not, that don't seem like they
could. I
put my money on Tyson. Bald-headed black men are very dangerous in the respect that you have to really consider that these guys could cause damage.
And nice-looking.
Chris talks so much.
He yells
and screams and throws up gang signs, all that
stuff. And when Chris, like, threatens, he always involves his friends or more people. It's never just, like, him
right.
going at it.
And then apologizes and then wants to be righteous.
Yes.
Which makes it even more difficult to believe
that he's the original threat.
Right?
Yes, but I feel like Chris Brown would call on his people.
His boys.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's not like if it's one or it's one versus one, mm-hmm. yeah, probably Tyson. But if it's like you're calling all these...
Bloods. No, they're Bloods.
Your goons.
Yes, those.
Yes.
Right. You get in trouble.
Then, yes. then I would go for Chris Brown. You don't believe his Instagram? So he went on Instagram
But it's like, if you're really about that life, you're not going to put it on social media as he does every time.
And deletes it.
And then deletes it. So I'm thinking, if this is a valid threat,
mm-hmm.
and he knows Tyson's in Vegas, he's making a couple calls and keeps it off social media. Because if something does happen, now you're telling on yourself.
Right.
Right? So I'm just, what do they say?
Very much so.
Gangsters move in silence? Like the Gene Lasagna, then Wayne say that?
Yes.
I don't understand why you're so vocal about causing harm to somebody else. Over a picture at that.
Oh, he's so sensitive.
He says light skin. He's in his feelings.
Yes.
I can attest to that.
That's what he... Wait, do you think... How much do you think Chris Brown trying to be a better man has to do with his daughter? Like,
that's
just
not,
having a daughter
from
now.
From what I've seen since his daughter's been in his life, I don't see it happening. Like, if we... Just see
Tyson
the incident.
Beckford.
Yeah, you just see this incident. And it's like, how has she changed her?
He usually doesn't say anything after one of those petty fights, though.
No, he apologizes.
He'll
go on social media and apologize. Oh, I was in my feelings and I'm sorry. Like, he apologized when he called Karrueche a bitch.
I think that's when it's it's Karrueche. But, like, the Drake, the Meek Mill, the Frank Ocean, all these other beefs, Raz B.
Right, I think because he knew he was wrong.
Then he just kept his...
Yeah.
What?
No, I think in this situation, he initiated. Like, truly initiated until he knew he was wrong. But we see some kind of remorse every time something like this happens. right? Yes. It's always like a
delayed at times, but yes.
Still, it's like somebody said on Nicole Bitchy's like a rinse and cycle, like a the wash rinse cycle. Same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So it's just hard to believe when he wants to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that he's tough. I just don't believe how much action there will be behind those words.
Right, and then when you apologize, how much do we believe of the apologies?
That's very true.
Apologizing over and over and over
again. Which Chris Brown beef is your favorite?
Between him and Tamar Braxton and the girls from The View.
All right, Adrian Bailon.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Probably the most pettiest one.
Exactly. Like, it's not fun to watch somebody get hit with a bottle like the Chris Brown Drake thing and the threats and then all the other stuff. But when you argue with women, you just see how dumb you look and sound. Like, he did an entire Instagram post.
Do you remember the Razzby beef? I feel like that was his first one.
I don't know.
B2K?
I try to stay away from B2K. Far. After all the accusations of all that touching in the booty hole stuff,
okay,
you got to stay away from that stuff, man.
Okay. You give the producers work.
This is what
Jessica.
Jessica, yes. This is what you're getting involved in. I'm sorry. I don't, you know. Erica told me to go ham, so I'm.
I did not say to go ham. I said to be yourself.
Baked ham right now.
And this is yourself.
Honey glazed baked ham.
That damn smile.
So what else is on tap? What else do we have? I got some news. Yes. Young Thug has stated that he is no longer signed to Rich Gang or Birdman.
Hmm.
This was something that just came out, I think, yesterday or this morning. He says that he's not with Birdman. He's managed by himself. And he signed to Atlantic.
That was... do you think that's because Atlantic didn't let him go? Because remember,
he was signed way back.
He's been signed, through Gucci. So,
but I don't. That's news. That's just, you know.
That's.
I think it begs the question strange. Of what's going on with Birdman.
Right, because if it was like a business deal, I don't think he couldn't leave Atlantic, so he couldn't really sign any type of paperwork with Birdman. Then right. I think nothing would have ever been said. So since he said that, I think that's something.
That's like a personal
issue. Yeah, a personal issue with Birdman.
What's going on with Mr. Man?
With Birdman? I mean, why did Rich Homie Quan take a break, quote unquote, from Rich Gang?
I don't know. There wasn't really, I mean, if there
was. It was more like him. I think he said something about like wanting to do his own thing and then
right.
he just
so we have
kept
Birdman,
it quiet.
We have Rich Homie Quan stepping away. We have Lil Twist stepping away. We have Tyga stepping away.
I forgot
away.
About Lil Twist.
Not Lil Twist, I'm sorry. Tyga.
Yes.
We have Jay Sean stepped away.
Bow Wow,
Busta stepped away. Khaled stepped away.
Yes, I forgot. Yes,
right. Everyone stepped away.
At the end of the day, is it not money?
I don't know.
Why would you walk away? I mean,
but here's another interesting thing. He owed $2 million to the IRS and paid that quick. So it can't be
damn right.
Right, but it can't be money.
No, that's his money.
Right.
That's not anybody else's money.
Right.
So I feel like that's the only thing that sometimes could come between.
So you think every issue, money's the issue with every separation?
What else would it be? Like if there was individual issues, right. Then I don't think there would be so many people walking away.
Right.
Like if it's just like, you know, Birdman said some shit, then like, okay, someone walked away,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
But it's more than we could count in one hand.
Right. And in like maybe a 5 to 4 month span.
Right. And I think that the reason personally Drake and Mickey haven't left is because they're... agreement with how many albums they need to do is right. probably almost over.
Well, I mean, in Drake's situation,
and I think they've already separated, at least with Drake, they've separated themselves enough.
Yeah, but I also think Drake is still tied to them because there's so many hands in his pot.
What do you mean?
Like, just as in regards to signing, in regards to like label deals and contractual obligations.
But I feel like that contract I think it's almost up.
I think this is
I feel time. Like that may have also had something to do with the mixtape being.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f***
are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sold on iTunes.
Right. But I think he owes them one more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my thing is, why even like go through the struggle of walking away if you have one more album? And he's also kind of like artistically separated himself from Cash Money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's probably cool, but
not as attached.
Right. You don't see, it's not like Birdman and Young Thug pretty much seemed like they were.
Right, right. It just, that was just weird. As much as Thug was going against Wayne and championing Birdman and the Rich Gang thing, it just abruptly you stop. Like you pretty much put yourself in an unnecessary beef between two brothers or whatever you want to call it.
I don't think he was the one that put himself in that beef. I think it was Wayne.
He didn't put himself in that
beef. I mean, I think if he did by calling the album or what he wanted to call the mixtape, but not album.
By doing, I bet you put it like this. If he wasn't,
he unintentionally put himself in that beef.
Yeah.
I don't think he wanted to beef with Wayne, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, so now he has an issue. Now that he's even not aligned with Birdman anymore, he has an issue with Wayne now. There's still an issue there.
Yes.
Right?
Did he ever...
Wayne never addressed it, like saying, oh, well...
Oh, well, because Wayne is kind of petty and throws shots at, like, after parties. So...
Oh.
Was
also petty by saying he's going to do a show in Holly Grove and showed a couple guns on camera, so that's not...
Oh, I didn't know what happened at the show.
He didn't have one, but I'm saying by doing that, that's petty as fuck.
Was that...
That was directed at Wayne. We're going to be in Holly Grove, first night of the mixtape that was released. So that's petty as shit. You don't do that.
So also, I didn't know that he's back to saying that his next mixtape is going to be called Carter 5.
Yeah.
So did that come with the news of him just kind of separating himself?
Yes, it did. Because he's saying that they won't put it, like Birdman won't put it out, or whoever is controlling it won't put it out. This is a really messy situation.
He's distanced himself from Birdman. I mean, it's what, because we go back to, it seems like it's a personal thing, not a money
professional thing. I think it's a personal issue. I think it's both, to be honest with you. I think it's both. Because to announce that like that, there has to be personal, there has to be money too. If it was just personal, he probably would have just kept it to himself. But I think it's bad business. So he wants to know the world. He wants the world to know that, look, this is not good for my business. I manage myself. He made it a point to say, I manage myself.
Oh.
So that's another thing, too. So I don't know, man. Listen, Young Thug has been taking us through this whirlwind for the last 4 months, and it's been a hell of a ride, right?
Yes.
I see like there's something on your head. What's on your mind?
No, because I miss the free-spirited Young Thug.
Well, I mean, you...
I feel like before this album dropped... No, I see why.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I miss, like, the dude that put out these, like, loose songs and got Nicki on... Like, I miss that guy. The guy that just seemed more free and, like, fun and
but
all
I
that.
But I think now he has to tighten it up.
And it's sad to see him, like, be a little bit more closed up or be a little bit more angry because he doesn't, like, when he doesn't need to be.
The album is coming. He has to situate himself with whatever label or manager he's going to have now. So now you have to really condense the circle. You have to really keep a focus. Now, before it was fun. Everybody was just trying to figure out who he was and what he was doing. Can't do that anymore because now you're a little bit more of a public figure. And he's put himself out there a lot in regards to, like, these beefs and addressing situations on Instagram and looking crazy. And it's like...
But that, I mean...
Maybe somebody reeled him in and was like, yo, you can't be doing this.
You think that someone told him that he can't be dressing the way he wants to dress?
Have you seen him dress like that lately?
I have not really seen him, like, be
From what I've seen, that he doesn't. It's like jeans and hoodies and...
That makes me sad.
So you enjoy seeing him dress?
Because that seems like that's himself.
Dress in dresses.
If that's what he wants to do. If he wants to wear dresses, let him wear whatever he wants to wear. That's what I miss, is someone just of him doing free, his own thing.
That. Entourage comes out June 3rd.
You're so excited.
Oh, my God.
You're
I can't wait. I saw it already, too.
I know you did.
And then I'm going to go to the they have like a Kick It event tonight. So where like all the sneakers that were like on the series, they have them. They're going to have like an expo. At Rock and Soul, Lenny S's restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, sneaker store. So I'm excited about that. I'm so excited.
You're like one of the biggest Entourage fans that I know.
How do you
of.
Not like that song, that movie?
No, I haven't watched the movie. So, I mean, yes. But I haven't watched the movie, so I can't say.
Yo, you should see it. You're going to
see
it.
Well, when it comes out, I'm not cool like you. I'm not out here. on the premiere before the premiere.
You're right. You're not.
Shut up. I gave that to you. That was such a freebie.
So, yeah, it comes out June 3rd. I'm going to go see it.
Again.
And then what else? Henny Palooza was this past weekend. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Manolo Rose and Mac Wilds came through to perform. Ebro came. Tackstone. Shout out to Tackstone. I didn't say anything crazy. Did you listen to it yet?
I have not listened to it yet.
I did not say anything crazy on that webisode. Let's talk about these podcasts that are popping up.
Yes, there's so many.
So Eric and Jeff have theirs.
Yes.
With Alchemist.
The first episode.
And then Tackstone has his, which is doing very well. Mm-hmm. Joe has his. Kid Fury and the Reed, he has his.
Rob Markman and his co-host.
He has his.
The R&B show, yes.
The Brilliant Idiots, with Charlamagne Tha God and the...
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
How new is that?
That's not that new, but like they have they're pretty good. And yeah, it's just a lot.
There's a lot.
I feel like this is why I didn't want to have my own, because everyone has one. And I feel like I don't know what I would add to or bring to the table, but I like the fact that me and you have ours.
I think it's personalities, right? And then it's also what the podcast is about.
Right.
Because ours can veer towards personal relationship love, and then, but it's always based off of music.
Yeah.
And it's also because it's a Billboard podcast.
Right.
So it can't veer too far from music. I only know most of the ones that you mentioned are.
Those are the ones I listen to
personally. Oh, okay.
Those are the ones I listen to. So, and I was on two of them. So, and then Combat Jack, of course.
Yeah, his is
great. His has been around for.
Yes, and it's not just
a podcast.
Music with his, yeah.
It's politics. It's.
Yes, so I respect Combat Jack's podcast. So is it too many? Too many within the R&B and hip hop realm.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say I just don't want it to get to a place where if you think you have a podcast, you like made it or you're like cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's turning into what the blogs did.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You think it was like, I got a podcast too. And it's like, and it's no shot at people who are coming
I really hope that people don't.
But if they do, you have to understand like it's getting flooded already.
Right.
So, and it's already, you know, hard enough to sit and listen to someone talk without music for over 30 or 45 minutes.
Right.
So it's like just because one of your favorite Twitterers are doing it doesn't mean you have to.
Dedication to the person that you're listening to.
Exactly. So shout out to everybody who has a podcast. But
do you guys listen to podcasts besides?
Besides ours.
Besides mine. Yeah.
I listen to all the Billboard podcasts.
All right. Anyways, what other what other podcasts? what podcasts do you guys listen to?
I listen to the.
This is John.
I listen to Improv for Humans.
What is that?
It's an improv comedy one.
Improv for Humans.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so freaking funny.
So it's like improv over a podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy because they like you think it's super physical, but right. They're so funny with just like their voices. And
we should try one.
We should try what?
Let's try improv right now.
What?
You know what improv is, right?
I mean, yes, but no.
You don't know what improv is?
I mean, yes, but I don't know if I want to improv with you right now.
I wasn't sure if you knew it was.
You can. Go for it.
No,
go
no.
for it.
I can't do it by myself. I should ask Jess to do it. Are you good at improv, Jess?
No.
She wanted to. She wanted to as, yeah. What? John, what about you?
What podcasts are you listening to?
I'm good at improv, but I listen to some French podcasts.
Oh, get out of here.
Really? Okay.
Get out of here. All right. We're done.
Okay.
John said he listens to French podcasts. We're done with the podcast conversation.
So wait. I think we're dating.
Who?
The girl that I was going ballistic over.
Oh,
yeah. I think it's a little bit of a situation.
So you went back to
We went on a date the other night.
This is the girl that you asked Melanie Fiona for advice.
Yes.
From yes okay I so it's back on because it got a little quiet after
little
that
quiet,
episode
and then boom
who made that move
well we it wasn't like a it was just
well because it got quiet so I'm wondering who is the one that's just like you know let's do this or let's
no I don't I think it was just us getting a little bit more comfortable right and now she's a little
she
bit
she okay with you eating Chipotle
no she's not at all.
Is she okay with you not eating Indian food?
Yes.
Okay, good. So she's not trying to change you, or it doesn't seem like
she's trying to change. Here's what I did, though. I did do this for her. I went to H&M, got some button-up shirts. Some tighter jeans.
What?
Some polos.
Are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable. I'm a little comfortable. And I told her this other night in front of her friend. I was like, listen, I did this for you. And she had this like blushing look on her face. Like she didn't say anything. She just looked and smiled with her eyes.
As like, long as it's not out of character for
no,
you.
No, it's not out of character. I appreciate okay. I like the look. It was just nice and basic. White t-shirt. I mean, white polo, some rolled up sleeves. With okay. But it looks nice.
Okay. I'm no, I'm for it as long as you, that's who you feel comfortable in it.
I feel comfortable in it. So, yeah, I think it's getting to a point where it's a little bit, it's a little fun and serious.
Serious is, that's the key word.
It's getting
serious.
I think we're getting into the realm. Because she asked me, she was like, so when your friends ask, what do you say? And I was like, oh. I wasn't expecting that question. So I was like, yeah, like we're kind of, you know, I didn't want to say, yeah, that's my bitch.
Okay. Oh.
But I told her, I was like, yeah, I tell them, like, yeah, we're
dating.
We're trying to.
Why don't you just say we're dating?
Because, like, dating, it's like, it's a little bit more concrete. And I think.
Why can't it be concrete?
Well, can I explain it?
Okay, sorry.
Dr. Phil? Fuck.
Sorry. Dr. Phil gives you more time than I do. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, I want it to be more of a natural thing. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, we're dating. That's my girl. Or that's my. I want it to be like, okay, yeah, we're figuring it out. We're getting to know each other a lot more. We spend a lot more time together. And. I think when both comfortable, we're going to come out and say, yeah, I'm dating him, and she's dating me.
Okay. Well, I mean, does she want that? Because she's already asking what you're going to tell
Yeah,
folks.
I didn't. That's what makes me think she wants it, because she asked me that. I didn't probe her. She was like, so what do you tell your friends?
And you're not ready to say you guys are dating.
I'm letting her lead the thing.
Okay.
Because if I do it, I'll go gung-ho.
And you say you're dating.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why...
I want her to feel comfortable.
Okay.
I want her to feel like she can openly say it. If she's not ready, fine. That's cool.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds like she is if she's asking you.
Yeah.
Aww.
We'll figure it out. So, yeah, I just want to give you an update. Since I openly already expressed my, you know, I was distraught.
You were almost crying.
I was like, really?
Dick. Alcohol. You had so much alcohol pre-podcast.
Yeah, I was a bit emotional, but now I feel like I have to give you guys an update every fucking week.
Yes, unfortunately, I have no update. So.
I'm not laughing at the fact that
you are.
Okay.
You are. It's fine.
It was funny as shit.
It's fine. My DMs
There's nothing
are
that you
dry.
Have?
There's no one.
What's today? Thursday? We outside Tuesday. It was a great time. We had in Central Park. It was
you
awesome.
Are.
We're going to do Pilates tomorrow.
There's little, like, hearts and stars
around
you.
The heart eyes.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
I think we had a...
What a nice little positive emo way to end the podcast.
What is it, 30 minutes?
I think we're good, even
35?
If it's not.
Yeah, I think we're... Okay,
we're keep going.
No, because she gets... You don't want me to start cursing more and say, like, the dick pic stuff.
Oh, my
See?
God.
That's what you were waiting for.
Okay, no. We're done. We're done with this episode of the Juice Podcast.
Right.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.